this locker room let out an eruption after all the guys came in here. I know it is one game at a time. You still have two more to play. But to get that first step, knowing next week means something, what does it mean to you guys, also knowing this four-game losing streak is over and now you're back in the hunt again?
That's the key, man, just getting off that slide we were on, man. It was somebody put Vaseline on the slide and you was going down that sucker fast. And somehow, you know, some way guys decided to step up and play some ball, man. And it feels good. But at the same time, I'm already thinking about the next one. And the thing is, it's one at a time, like you said. But, you know, we got to feel good right now. We have to, because it's been over a month, man, that we haven't won a football game. And so right now we feel pretty good. I think we can build on that. And that's the key, is building on it. We're not just trying to get into the playoffs. We're still trying to win it all. You know, that's not the thing, is to just get there. You know, so I think if a lot of our guys play the way we play today, we have a good chance.
One thing everyone in this locker room can relate to is being a rookie. When you see a guy in his third game, what he did today, for a guy who works as hard as you do, do you open your eyes and say,
oh, man, he had one bad ball the whole day. And that was the one interception. And you know, you're going to miss throws. But, see, the thing is that doesn't show up in the stat sheet. There's several times when he checked the ball over. There's a couple times he's supposed to hand the ball to Brandon on the reverse. He didn't because he saw a blitz. Things like that are very important to keep your football team on schedule. I think we end up kicking a field goal instead of him trying to hand the ball off, a possible fumble. You know, so he played very smart. And that's the key to our football team right now, is not hurting ourselves. I think our defense stepped up and played excellent against a great passing football team. And the special teams gave us a chance. And that's what we got to have the rest of the year. We don't have time where we can say, you know, well, we can figure it out. No, we have to figure it out now. And I like the tempo that we play with offensively. And before the game started, I said, we're already down. So play like we're behind, because we're already behind. We're behind, you know, we screwed up the first 13 games. You know, we're already behind. So let's go and catch up, because it seems like we play better when we're behind. And so we came out in the first series and just took off. And we had a great tempo. And I think that tempo kind of benefits Jay a lot, and it worked out well.
When I used to cover Joe Montana with the Chiefs, the guys always used to say in the huddle, he is so unbelievably calming. Is that the way Jay is right now? Is he that calming?
You know what, he was so much more in tune this week than he was the last couple of weeks. You know, you can tell by the confidence in how he called the plays and how he put guys in spots and things like that. And it just, you can see we call a timeout with something look right, and he go over everything that he's supposed to go over to make sure that everybody knew exactly what was going on. And I think that's a big plus for us, because when he knows what's happening and the rest of us knows what he wants, it makes his job easier. And that's why I told him, I said, it's our job to make you look great. You can be good by yourself, but it's our job to make you look great. And I think tonight some guys, you know, made some plays for him and made him look great.
How much does it help the offense to involve so many guys
That's huge. And this whole season, we really been one-sided with Javon, to be honest. And I think it was special for me to get to see all of our guys as receiving core. All the five of the guys that were up got a chance to make some plays. You know, David did his thing on some punt returns, got in there on offense, made, you know, got some good blocks in there on the run game. Brandon caught five balls, Javon caught five, I caught four. Q did a great job on kickoff return. As a group, this is the best game we played as a group. And the thing is it's my job to make sure that we build on that. Don't know, kind of feel satisfied by it, but find a way to make even more plays the next time.
Because there were a couple of times looking on the field, in the back, they got Mike Bell, and then Brandon and David are the receivers, and you and Javon are on the sidelines. How much is that going to help in trying to build that kind of Super Bowl team? Those guys.
Those guys, they work their butt off in practice, man. And the thing is, when they get a chance to, when Javon's shoulders banged up a little bit, my calf cramped up a little bit, so we have no problem with letting those guys get in the game and go out there and do what they can do. You know, they get paid to go out there and go to work. You know, they are receivers in the NFL, so they have to go out there and receive. And I think they did I just feel very good about the way our group play. And it's still some things we can probably clean up. But at the same time right now, I'm just happy we won, man, because it's been a long time.